snow here so we can get you the updated version, which is not out of phase. The problem stems from the fact that one channel is recorded out of phase, and what this does is if you're listening in stereo, it sounds okay. If you're listening in mono, it drops about 10 dB. The 1988 National Radio Club Labor Day Convention is going to be held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it's just around the corner. Well, almost a couple months away. If you have some stuff that you'd like to donate to the auction and need to clean out your room and make room for all those presents you got at Christmas time, you can send it, if you wish, now via post office or UPS. If you're sending UPS, drop us a line at headquarters and we'll get an address to you to mail it to. If you are sending via regular mail, then use the post office box at headquarters. We suggest you send it parcel post or book rate. The rates are cheaper, and you've got plenty of time to get it here. What we're looking for is useful, sellable stuff. No junk, please. We'll even take stickers and other station promo stuff for the goodie bags. And the address at headquarters is National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And the telephone number up there where Mikey is area code 608-423-4159. And no collect calls will be accepted. We have no CPC tests to report on this edition of the DX Audio Service other than the fact that WYNS 1160 in Layton, Pennsylvania will be giving us a plug or two between 0215 and 0230 Eastern Local Time every Sunday morning until Christmas. If you get your edition before Christmas, then you have a chance to hear the station. When you hear it, all you have to do is drop Ned a polite reception report. Send it to Ned Richards, 230 East Washington Street, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania, and the zip code is 18078, and this note comes courtesy of Howard Kemp. Now, even if you don't hear a test, why not send a postcard thanking the station anyways? Also, if you don't want to write to stations yourself to set up a test, you can still help out the club and all the members if you send some 22-cent stamps to Wayne Heinen, H-E-I-N-E-N, 4131 South Andes Way, Aurora, Colorado, 80013. Now, he'll get a letter out for you. One station per every two stamps. You can even specify the station or frequency you'd like to hear something on. And when the test is arranged, your name will appear here on the CPC test column. And it's such a deal. Speaking of CPC tests, the DX Test Flash Alert Service is still in operation. Are you tired of missing that Monday morning station test that you only hear about here on the audio service after it's happened? Well, then what you need is the DX Test Flash Alert Service. Now, all you have to do is send five addressed, now that's your address, postcards to the NRC Flash Alert Service. RD2, Box 44, Sand Place, and that's in Mansville, New York, and the zip code is 13661. Now, when a test comes along that won't make DX News and the DX Audio Service in time for you to be notified about, you'll get one of your cards back in the mail. You'll also be notified when you're about to run out of your postcards on hand. It's been used already in the season for late-breaking tests. Also, if you have test information, you should send it to the NRC FAS address. It has to arrive at least 7 days prior to the station's test. Now, if that won't work, you can call in your test information to area code 315-387-3583. Now, this is for station tests only. I'd like to remind some of our subscribers that if you are subscribing via the returnable rate, that is the $12 rate, be sure you get your tapes back to us by the 20th of the month for duplication. If they're not back to us by that date, we cannot furnish you your edition of the audio service, since we cannot make special duplications for individuals who are late in sending their tapes back. Also, be sure you send your tapes back to this address, DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie, that's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. And that way you'll get your next edition of the audio service on time. On this edition of the audio service, we're not going to have the ham radio column nor the DX change for the following reasons. On the ham radio column, we're still putting together the list of those of you who are licensed radio amateurs. And if you have not yet sent in your call sign to us, please do so as soon as possible. Send us your name, your call sign, your area of operation, if it's different than the mailing label in which you get your tape, and if possible, the bands that you work on at different times. And we'll put this together on the ham radio list and read it possibly on the next edition of the audio service. Now, as far as the DX change column goes, we've had a lot of people express interest in the DX change. However, there's one factor to the DX change column, and that is participation. Have you ever heard of that word? Well, it's required to support the column. Now, all you have to do is send in a list of items that you either are trading, selling, or looking to buy, and we'll put them on the DX change column. However, we can't read the column if there's nothing there to read. So if you'd like to participate with the DX change column, be sure to send in not only items that you may wish to sell, but send us also the list of items that you are possibly looking for. Now, on another item, the DX loop that we talked about on the last edition of the audio service, that loop is still in the final stages. We're not going to have it on this edition. However, I will let you know that it is very, very close to being put out, and we'll hopefully have information on that on the next edition of the audio service. What we're going to try to do is arrange some independent tests with people as far as the performance is concerned so that you can get a better idea of what it can do. The loop antenna, as I mentioned on the last edition of the audio service, is quite superior to the one which we had on the December edition. So hopefully this will be a nice DX product that will make its way into your shack. Before we get into this edition of the audio service, I'd like to pass along some of the comments from you, the membership of the audio service, which have been made over the past year or so. Literally a ton of tapes have rolled through this facility since we started the audio service in April of 1985, and we make every effort to listen to your comments and try to do what you like to hear and what you like to know about. As always, we appreciate your bouquets and brickbats concerning the audio service, what you like and dislike, and a lot of times we try to base our whole entire issue on the likes and dislikes of the membership. Now, this doesn't mean that everything you tell us to do will be done verbatim. We have to go with a general membership and not with individuals. However, we do take your comments very, very seriously, and I'd like to answer a few of the questions that have been posed to us in the recent couple months here. First of all, on becoming a weekly edition, I doubt very seriously that we'll become a weekly edition only because of the time that a lot of the editors have to put together these editions of the audio service. At one time, we were approached by a shortwave radio station as far as putting the audio service on the air. We opted out of doing that, again, because of the time element and also because of the fact that if a member were to miss that particular broadcast, they'd be SOL. So we're not particularly interested in putting that on the air. We will stay with cassettes. And on the cassette issue, we've had some information made available to us concerning good quality C-120s. And the question has been raised as far as going to a two-hour edition. At the present time, we don't have any plans to do so. We will look into it if the membership thinks that it is needed. However, the general opinion we've been getting from people is that C-120s have a tendency to jam up in your machines, and we have had pretty good luck here with the C-90s that we're using, and we wouldn't want to go to C-120s and then all of a sudden have a rash of tapes getting chewed up in people's machines, especially if you are subscribing via the returnable edition, because if your tape gets mangled up in your machine and you happen to get it unstuck, and then we get it back here and duplicate it, as it hits that spot where the tape is crinkled, it will of course garble up the audio, and once that has been damaged, there is no way of repairing that particular tape. So as far as the 120s go, I don't think we're going to do that right now unless that becomes a major issue at the near future or possibly at convention time. And also concerning participation with the audio service, Several people have said they didn't know if we would mind them sending in material. And that, Mice, is probably one of the biggest misconceptions we have here at the Audio Service. Of course we don't mind. If you have anything you'd like to send to us here at the Audio Service, be it just a note, maybe just five lines of a letter informing us of a certain station or what is going on in your particular neighborhood as far as radio goes, be sure to send it. And this even includes sending air checks to Phil Wayne's Market Scope. If you'd like to put together a market scope, please make arrangements with Phil. You know, although you live in Montana, say, for example, you know all the AM radio stations that you can hear in your particular locale, that doesn't mean that everyone else at the Audio Service does. And I can be honest with you, I have never heard a station from Montana, and I just love to hear a market scope from some remote town in Montana. So, if you have the time and could possibly do it, make arrangements with Phil for doing a market scope. And this goes the same for John Bowker. There's a lot of items that John doesn't have on his travel log, and if you have the time to record them, please do so. Record those top-of-the-hour IDs and send them to John, and we'll put them on the market scope so we can share them with everyone. And as far as Jerry Starr's column go, anytime you hear a particular piece of information, such as a station which is changed call letters, or for example, a daytime station which has now gone nighttime, or perhaps a new station just pops up in the area, send that information to Jerry Starr. And Jerry will vastly appreciate this because he's trying to get the database as pure as possible. Now, the one address we haven't passed on a long time is Jerry's address. And you can send information to Jerry Starr, S-T-A-R-R, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon, S-I-M-O-N, Road in Youngstown, Ohio, and the zip code is 44512. And again, Jerry and John Bowker and Phil Wayne, all the editors, really appreciate your participation in the DX Audio Service. One of the things that we did a long time ago, and then for some reason we dropped, but it seems like we're going to put it back into activity, is our trivia question. And with that, starting off 1988, here's John Bowker with a trivia question. What's up, John?
Well, Fred, the question this month is, what two 50-kilowatt stations on the AM dial in New York and what two stations in Chicago, both boasting 50,000 watts, are shortly going to change their call letters and thereby probably change the profile of radio in both major cities?
Good question, John. And we'll have the answer here on the DX Audio Service later in the edition. But right now, here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM switch column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We have four editions of AM Switch to bring you this edition of the Audio Service, so let's dive right in with AM Switch number 163. Under call letter changes on 670 WBAV in Farragut, Tennessee will be WTNN, 1080 WHRC Edwardsville, Illinois. That call was never used on the air. That is a new station. The new call will be WRYT. 1280 WBRX Berwick, Pennsylvania becomes WSQV. On 1410 WWJA Boyle, Mississippi, we reported this call change in the last edition. It never took place. This station will remain with its previous call, WRDC. And on 1550, kind of the same deal, WSBL Bloomfield, Connecticut, they never changed to that call. They remain with the present WGAB. By the way, WGAB is still silent. Both of those call changes were requested as part of a sales deal. The sale never went through, so the calls were never changed. And finally, on 1600, KMVP Lakewood, Colorado, changes back to their former call of KRXY. One application for new station on 940 in Columbia, South Carolina. Grants to existing facilities on 1350 WYLS, York, Alabama. Gets a grant to move to 670 kilohertz with 5,000 watts D1. And under otherness on 770, we see that the KKOB Santa Fe, New Mexico synchronous transmitter, which rebroadcast KKOB Albuquerque, that is now on the air. By the way, they don't have their own transmitter set up. They are diplexed into the antenna of KVSF, which is on 1260 in Santa Fe. 1340 WOOW Washington, North Carolina. This station is silent. Vincent, and on 1380 WSFL Trent Woods, North Carolina, station also silent. 1500 CKLF, New Roads, Louisiana, the silent station is now back on the air. And on 1520 WDBS in Eatonton, Georgia, has become silent. On we move to edition number 164, and under call letter changes on 640 WCQR, Blountville, Tennessee, becomes WJTZ. 1050 WPAG, Ann Arbor, Michigan, changes to WPZA. 1170 WBEA, Bushnell, Florida, will be WKFL. 1240 WEUS, Eustis, Florida, changes to WLCF. Two changes on 1260 WBBG, Cleveland, Ohio, becomes WMJI. And WLKK Erie PA becomes WHDZ. 1280 KQAK Eugene, Oregon becomes KDUK. Kind of a clever change, changing from KQuack to KDuck. And on 1300 WPFR Terre Haute, Indiana becomes WYTL. Applications for new stations on 640 Battleground, Indiana, 650 Junction City, Oregon, 860 Eugene, Oregon, 910 Antioch, California. That, if it is granted, would be synchronous with KNEW 910. And on 1200 Atlantic Beach, North Carolina, and Powhatan, Virginia. Four new stations were granted: 880 Fairview, North Carolina, 1100 watts D3. On 1120, Florence, South Carolina, 1,000 watts, D1. 1160, East Point, Georgia, 10,000 day, 400 night, U4. And on 1520 in Cypress, Texas, 500 D3. Only one grant of real interest to DXers. That's on 1490 WIEZ, Lewiston, Pennsylvania. That has been given a grant to move to 670 kilohertz with 6,000 watts D1. And scanning down through otherness on 790 KUTA, Blanding, Utah, this silent station is now back on the air. They have a country format now. On 1080 WRYT, Edwardsville, Illinois, brand new station now on the air with an oldies format. 1450 KDRW, Silverton, Colorado, the station is silent. And on 1520, an application for a new station in Magnolia, Texas, that application has been dismissed in the same action that granted the new station on 1520 in Cypress, Texas. On to edition number 165. Call letter changes. 930 WWNH, Rochester, New Hampshire, becomes WKOS. 960 CKWS, Kingston, Ontario, changes to CFFX. 1040, new station, Delmar, New York, WANQ. 1160, new station, Fieldale, Virginia, WRAZ. 1180, new station, Danville, Virginia, WNDT. On 1450, KYYK, Palestine, Texas, becomes KNET. In other words, they're going back to a former call. As a matter of fact, that station says that they have returned to KNET to stay. On 1460, WHBT, Racine, Wisconsin, becomes WBZN. 1520, new station, Cypress, Texas, KYND. And on 1590, WSRN, Sun Valley, Nevada, becomes KIIQ. One application for a new station in this edition on 1180 in Holly Hill, Florida. And under grants for new stations, there were five. On 670, Syracuse, New York, 2,500 watts D3. 830, Lithia Springs, Georgia, 50,000 watts day, 1,000 night U4. 1120, Rocky Mount, North Carolina, 2,000 watts D1. 1180, Quakertown, Pennsylvania, 300 watts D3. And on 1400, Roxbury, New Hampshire, 1,000 watts day and night U1. Applications from existing facilities, a couple highlights on 600 WCHT, Escanaba, Michigan, would like to change their city of license to Gladstone, Michigan. Change their frequency to 750 kilohertz. And on 1150, KIMM, Rapid City, South Dakota, has an application to go full-time by adding 500 watts at night. In our otherness column on 540, we find that KSHO, Hesperia, California, their night power, their Mexican clear night power, is now on the air, and they're operating 24 hours. And KDFT, Ferris, Texas, their target date, Christmas Day, 1987. So that station should be on the air by the time you hear this. On 1010 WCBF, Sefner, Florida, their application for 50,000 watts at night has been dismissed. On 1020 in Macedonia, Iowa, application for a new station dismissed by the FCC. 1250 WRKQ, Madisonville, Tennessee. This station is silent. 1450 KSKR, Whitefish, Montana. This station is silent and evidently will not be back. Their equipment, tower, and everything has been purchased by KJJR 880 in Whitefish. On 1560 KLNG, Council Bluffs, Iowa, this station is silent. And on 1570 KISV in Winkler, Manitoba, the station has been testing on this frequency. They're still operating their normal schedule on 1530, but expect them to move to 1570 very quickly. And finally, in edition number 166, a lot of call letter changes, a lot of new stations being assigned call letters. On 600, new station, Ellettsville, Indiana, WICI. 640, new station, Zeeland, Michigan, WJFU. 880, new station, Desert Hot Springs, California, KDSK. 950, KSEL, Lubbock, Texas, becomes KXTQ. On 1000, new station, Remerton, Georgia, becomes WMDE. 1050, new station, Fraser Park, California, KANC. 1090, new station, South Lake Tahoe, California, KJRC. 1160, new station, East Hampton, Massachusetts, WEFI. 1350, WQXJ, Greenwood, South Carolina, becomes WGSW. 1390, KBLQ, Logan, Utah, will be KLGN. 1400, new station, Roxbury, New Hampshire, WTIJ. 1430, new station, Grand Junction, Colorado, KMIY. On 1480, KYKJ, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, becomes WQKS. And on 1500, WRJR, Zion, Illinois, changes to WKGA. One application for a new station on 1020 in Holdridge, Nebraska. Grants for three new stations in this edition on 890 in Pendleton, South Carolina, 25,000 day, 5,000 night U4. On 1090 in Oakhurst, California, 500 watts D1. And on 1430, Grand Junction, Colorado, 5,000 watts D1. A couple highlights from applications from existing stations on 690. WNZK in Westland, Michigan would like to change their city of license to Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Go full-time with 5,000 watts day, 2,500 night. And on 1490, WAQX in Syracuse, New York, would like to move to 1510 kilohertz with 50,000 watts D3. Now, this is not a new application. It is a modified application. At first, they asked to go full-time on 1510 with 50,000 day, 2,500 night. That was sent back by the FCC, so now they are reapplying to be a daytimer only on 1510 with 50 kilowatts. In other news, on 990, WNOX, Knoxville, Tennessee, station had been silent. It is now back on the air. On 1050, KNXX, Los Ranchos de Albuquerque, New Mexico, this new station is on the air. Sort of an interesting station here. This CP has been around for about 3 or 4 years and received a number of extensions. All along, they claimed that when they came on the air, they would have an all-news format. They are on the air now, and they are playing standards. On 1270, WJJY Baxter, Minnesota, just another new station that is now on the air. That about wraps up what we have for the DX audio service for this month, except that we do have a letter we would like to answer. Remember, if you do have questions, you'd like to send us a letter, go ahead, send it to the regular DX audio service address, and Fred will forward them on to our location. We have a letter from Michael, I believe it's Pilsky. Michael, if you're listening right now, I'm having a little problem reading your handwriting, but I can read your questions. It says, in the NRC AM Radio Log 8th edition, you have WFXZ, Sterling Heights, Michigan, listed. I live in the Detroit area, and I can't pick it up at all. What does this mean? Well, what it means is this new station is not yet on the air, so you're not the only one who has not heard WFXZ, Sterling Heights, Michigan. No one has heard it yet because the station does not exist yet. It has received several extensions, may eventually turn up, but it is not on the air yet, and that's why you can't hear it. And Michael's other question, WMTG Gaithersburg, Maryland, has changed their call letters. Can you tell me what they're changed to? Well, sure. About a year or so ago, they changed their call to WMET. Michael also asks about the antenna designation D3, and what we are going to do is what we do about once every 6 months for the new members of the DX Audio Service. Later on this tape, we'll quickly run down through what all the antenna designators mean in AM Switch. For now, this is Jerry Starr, saying 73 in good DX, and we'll turn you back to Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And seeing that I notice a glass of sherry sitting on the table and a very solemn-looking RCA DX44 microphone, must be time for John Bowker with a look at the travelogue. John?
Well, thanks a lot, Fred. And Happy New Year to you and to everyone else in the DX Audio Service. And it's going to be a great year because I have made a New Year's resolution, which I probably will find impossible to keep. But I can tell you I'm going to work on it for 12 months. It won't just be that a week from Tuesday I say, forget it. That was just one of those dumb things there when the ball was dropping down on New York City or whatever. Let's hope that's all that drops on New York City. But anyway, we're going to make it up to 1,600 during 1988. I'm still having a little trouble saying that, but we'll get used to it sooner than later, I'm sure. Because we're starting today with the 1220 air check tape. Now, you remember what these are. These are air checks. That is, recordings taken off the air of radio stations, AM radio stations, all around the country, a little bit in Canada, a couple in Mexico, and things like that. And we just bunch all the legal IDs, as best we can, together. However, I have talked long enough, and this is our beginning now at 1220 on the dial. We're going to do at least 1220 and 1230 at this session of the DX Audio Service. Let's get started. 1220 tape for January 1988. Oh, yes, I should warn you, I'm going to start with an ID or two that aren't terribly clear and sharp, but particularly the first one. And as moments pass, maybe you'll find out at the end of the 1220 tape why I started with this noisy recording of the very first one. Okay, 1220, here we go.
This is WERT, 1220 AM in Van Wert, Ohio. It's 73 degrees at 1 o'clock.
Currently in mid-state Pennsylvania, we have sunny skies and 63 degrees at WJUN Mexico.
John DeBrine, this is WRIB at 1220 in Providence. We switch you now over to Newport for the Jerry Taylor Show.
Remember, the CAM meeting hour is broadcast twice daily at 10 each morning and 2:45 in the afternoon. WFAX Radio, Falls Church, Virginia.
WGAR Cleveland.
Sounds like the sound of goodbye. Crystal Gale, John Lanigan, 1220 WGAR Cleveland. Goodbye, Brian. 10 o'clock at 1220 WGAR, and it's Jim Shenavy news time.
After that, more music on the Bruce Holman Show for Monday. Another 25 minutes or so, as a matter of fact, on WGNY Newburgh. Good neighbor radio for the Mid-Hudson Valley at 1220 on everybody's radio dial, a Media Horizon station.
And KIBE, AM 1220, Palo Alto.
This is the WGN Chicago Cubs Baseball Network.
And this is WLPO in the South. It's 82 degrees now at 29 minutes past 3 o'clock.
Your adult gold station, WTCN, Radio 1220, Stillwater, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
31 degrees under cloudy skies at WCDQ in Hamden. Good afternoon.
At 11 o'clock, the news continues. From WKBK Keene, I'm Muriel Gomez.
WKBK 1220.
Esta es WMJK, WNJK Kissimmee, La Mágica, la única emisora totalmente en español en el centro de la Florida.
The album Radio Dream, Roger Doris at 1126 in John C.
WSOQ, North Syracuse, Disco Q.
Now 13 degrees at CHSE.
It's 2 o'clock at WJAX, AM 1220, Jacksonville, Florida.
You're listening to a Class of 71 Winter Weekend.
Winter Radio, 1220 AM Stereo, WNNR, New Haven.
Now, that's got to be the coincidence of all time right there. Can you believe that Paul Mount, You better take notes. Paul Mount was in Connecticut. It must have been the same instant that I was, because he and I have the same ID on tape. I can't explain this further. Maybe Paul has an idea. And if he does, I don't want to hear it. Anyway, that's the 1220 tape. Oh, with one rather important exception. Because Fred Vobey asked how I had Van Wert. Well, that was the one we started with a minute ago, if you recall. And I said, oh, W-E-R-T, not so good. And Fred said, well, may I contribute something to the DX Audio Service travel log? I said, well, Fred, you're the editor. You can do anything you want. You can cut out the column completely. He said, oh, thank you so much. And he sent me a tape of W-E-R-T. And I'd like to play that for you now to round out our 1220 tape.
The music you want, the information you need. All on
Langley,
radio 1220
Convoy
W-E-R-T.
Ohio City.
Band work.
1220 W-E-R-T.
You know, you have to do some things yourself, that's all. Fred passed along a comment. He said that actually WERT does this because they once read in the rules that you have to give an ID, a legal ID, every hour. And that means if you're on the air for 18 hours, you have to give 18 legal IDs during the day. So they just give them all at once and they can play more music that way. I think that, isn't that what you said, Fred? Something like that. Now, before I leave that tape, I should point out that an awful lot of people contributed their cassettes and recordings. Joe Sorensen gave us that one from Minnesota, and that, I think, Joe, is the first one of the many that you sent down that I've used. He sent in a nice, clean tape of all the Minneapolis-St. Paul stations and one or two outside in the suburbs. And Randy, we got your Jacksonville one in there. It's too bad we had to start with that one because you sent me so many good ones. The WJAX was marginal, as you pointed out to me, but it's the only one we've got here at the DX Audio Service. Here's the 1230 tape on the January 1988 DX Audio Service.
Leon Raines, Biloxi Lady on WCUZ and WCUZ-FM. Grand Rapids, Saturday morning, light fog 66. Dave says fog will lift this morning. Then partly cloudy and warm today with a high of 85. And we have some events.
Job picture bleak.
This is the sound of AM 1230 WITH in Baltimore with the music of your life. It's 12 noon.
Start Captain Speaks.
Music from the cutting crew, and I just died in your arms tonight. This is KXOL Centro. It's 11 o'clock.
At this time, radio station KBRR comes to the end of another broadcast day. KBRR is owned and operated by the Continental Divide Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, with studios and transmitter at 520 West 6th in Leadville, Colorado.
With live local news 24 hours a day, here's 1230 WBBP Beaver Falls.
Good evening, I'm Al Gehring. In 5 minutes, we'll have details on these and other stories.
The spirit of America.
This is Westchester Radio, WFAS, White Plains, New York.
He picked the guitar, and he came to hang a gold one on the wall.
For nonstop country hits, stay with us all day. 1230 WCRO, Johnstown.
A long-range missile landed in Kuwait today. Observers believe Iran fired the rocket. I'm Bill Polish on the Satellite News Network.
Try the new office of Manchester Savings and Loan in Kmart Plaza. Stop in. Manager Gloria Balak will be happy to serve you. Manchester Savings and Loan, probably the easiest place in town to save yourself
number
some money.
Number one radio, WINS, Manchester. Baby, everything
is... This is Roy Olson reporting from Farm Bureau Center in Lansing for the Michigan Farm Radio Network.
You're listening to WSTR, WSTR-FM, Sturgis, Michigan, and we'll pass along that grain.
WKBK.
This is the North Shore Broadcasting Corporation. You're listening to the primary news medium for the North Shore, WESX, in Salem, Massachusetts.
Let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the New York Yankee Baseball Network.
Serving Greene and Columbia counties with news, information, and the Hudson Valley's best music, this is WHUC Hudson.
All right, Ken Griffey, who struck out his
first service radio station.
WTCC, Chelsea.
Tom Winooski, and now back to Bob Kelly.
And now, on WCWA Toledo, flagship station for the Merryworth Radio Network, it is time to pause and reflect and put down whatever you're doing. Don't put down what you're doing, man. Have confidence in it, baby.
Under cloudy skies, 58 degrees, the all-new WBOK, New Orleans Good Music Station with Hank Spann. It's 5 p.m. in the city. If you've got your foot on the rock, Patty, don't you dare stop as we party with every muscle in our...
Currently, cloudy skies and 68 degrees at WECK Cheektowaga. The time now is 10:59.
WSO and WSUE-FM, Sault Ste. Marie.
This is the new sound of AM 1230 WNEB in Worcester with Your Kind of Music.
11 o'clock. You're listening to Gospel 1230. WNPC, Lapeer.
WENY, Elmira.
Good evening. This is the 530 Business Report.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to an all-request weekend all weekend long on WNY.
CBS News, Richard C. Hottlett reporting on the CBS Radio Network.
This WJOY Burlington. It's 2 o'clock.
CBS News, John Meyer reporting on the CBS Radio Network.
Bobby Bear next with an Ian Tyson song from 1965.
KMOR, Salt Lake City.
As soon as you think you have 12 of the 18 songs correct, send your entry to Gremlin, care of WITH, 7 East Lexington, Baltimore, 21202. Get 12 titles and artists correct, and you could win the... Or maybe the... Or possibly even the... Send your entry to Gremlin, care of WITH, 7 East Lexington, Baltimore, 21202.
Beautiful music continues following the news. Next on Radio 123, the voice of Charles Center, WITH, Baltimore.
Please have a safe Memorial Day weekend. That's a wish from the people that care about you and your family. Robert J. Smith Insurance of Manchester.
That's 22 minutes in front of 11 o'clock here at WINF. The Jeff Jacobs Show until 2, and then John Leonard will be in to see you through until 6 o'clock this evening.
Right now we'll pause for station identification. This is Red Sox Baseball.
This is the Red Sox station for the Twin States Valley, WTSV 1230 Claremont.
This is WJOY 1230 in Burlington, Vermont. It's 3 o'clock.
WUBE 225 East 6th Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202.
It's 3 o'clock at WKBO Harrisburg.
NBC Radio, news on the hour.
WERI, Westerly, Rhode Island.
This is the new WCOL, Columbus, Ohio.
KRI's the crest, first in Phoenix.
WBIR, AM and FM, Knoxville, Tennessee.
It's radio fun, I'm Radio 1. You have a ball, you are. WMRU.
Stop.
start your day. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. News at 25 past the hour and 5 before the hour. On your station for news, WECM Claremont, Lebanon, WTSV Claremont.
Campbell only threw about 5 pitches. He's entitled to more.
This is the country the Valley loves. WKYG, Parkersburg.
The spirit of America. WFAS, the spirit of Westchester.
WBOW, Terre Haute. And now, more music with Steve Smith.
We'll take a 10-second break now on Campbell Sports Network.
You're listening to Boston Red Sox Baseball, live on WMNB North Adams.
Good times at WCMC.
Hi, football fans. Duke University football comes your way in 1974 on WMFR in High Point.
It's 8 o'clock. We're more than just a music station. Radio 1230, WEEX Easton.
Good evening. In the WEEX News Center, I'm Suzanne LaFranchi.
Well, I imagine you thought that tape was never going to end. But it did. I'd like to thank Bob Walker for the one of the early ones, Grand Rapids. And it may be that I stole one or two others from Phil Wayne. I don't give Phil the credit that he is due, and he's the one that puts on the Market Scope programs here on DX Audio Service. And I live for your segment, Phil. not for the reason that Paul Mount said last month. I wouldn't want you to think that for a minute. No way. Well, that's going to do it for our travelogue. Next month, we will start at 12:40. And my impression is that we have fewer IDs at 12:40 than we did at 12:30. That means we can get at least through 12:50, and we'll see about 12:60 next month. And one way or another, I'd like very much to set my sights on getting through the whole band up to 1,600 by the end of this year. I think it would be a good goal. And then when we go through it a second time, what we will do is keep the best of the WITH breaks and the best of the WJOY breaks and at least put them together. And as I have said so many times on this, that what I'm doing is adding station breaks as they come to me from you fellas and as I record them myself as I go around the country. And I still continue to travel considerably, and it's a lot of fun with all my tape recorders going everywhere I go. So, we'll see you next month here on the DX Audio Service, and Fred, back to you now.
Thank you very much, John. John Bowker with a look at the travelogue in this edition of the DX Audio Service. I'd like to pass along John's address real quick to those of you which can send him some IDs of top-of-the-hour IDs from stations in your particular area. Send them to John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, 14 Canoe Brook Drive. That's two words, Canoe Brook. And it's Princeton Junction, just abbreviate JCT, New Jersey, 08550. And that wraps up side one of this cassette, the DX Audio Service, for January 1988. John will be back on side two in full color right here on the DX Audio Service.